John Kenny is a photographer and he's a man on a mission to visit remote communities across sub-Saharan Africa and record what he sees on camera. His latest exhibition is currently showing in London and includes a series of intimate portraits of nomadic people, the Samburu, the Turkana and Rendile tribes, living a harsh existence in the northern lowlands of Kenya. He's been telling me more about the region and its people.
It's a region that I visited in 2009. It's a place that I largely have a love relationship with, although the last time I was there, we were attacked by bandits and shot at, which was a little distressing. But in general, it's a really diverse area with people living semi-nomadic existences, a number of different tribes, and genuinely curious people about outsiders also.
We've talked a lot on this program about how that region, not just that region, but other parts of Africa have been affected by drought and the effect it's having on local populations. Is that something you specifically wanted to show with these pictures?
Yeah, I did. I mean, my portraiture is obviously first and foremost about aesthetics, and there's something about the natural magnetism of the people that initially attracted me and attracts me back every time I go back to Africa, and my desire to sort of try and communicate that to others. But I couldn't ignore really the deteriorating condition that I'd seen there from the last time, and reading on the news, and I speak to people who are still out there, including my guide, and it seems as though knowledge systems are starting to break down because the circumstances are so unusual that in the last 3 years they've maybe had 2 years without rain, and it's very difficult for them to be able to cushion that kind of environmental issue issues that they're facing.
A largely nomadic population, as you say, how difficult is it for them to hold on to their culture, to hold on to their traditions?
If you look at the kind of the currency, the day-to-day activities of what they do is largely based around livestock. If they're having huge numbers of livestock facing challenges around pasture, facing challenges around water, diseases are setting in, and that starts to break down the wealth system in the society. It starts to break down ceremonies, traditions, everything's based upon having animals in those areas. And the rest of community activities kind of follow on from there. So I think it's a really big challenge at the moment.
You going out there, taking pictures of people, is that a good thing? Does that help them in any way?
I think it does. The exhibition is obviously a vehicle for me, obviously primarily photography, but there's a narrative to it, which is bringing awareness to other people who are maybe not quite, it doesn't feel quite that personal when they read about the drought in East Africa. Whereas I think some of the pictures are intimate, there's the names of the people, what they're doing, and it starts to bring it home a little bit more to people. Also, in terms of my own work, this exhibition, we're donating some of the proceeds to two or three charities that work locally there. So in terms of will my exhibition have an effect on people that live there? Quite possibly through, you know, indirect financing of some community initiatives through two or three charities. Plus, I always pay the people that I photograph. So I would say yes, and I guess I would have to say that as a photographer that visits there.
Where does John Kenny go next then?
Undoubtedly back to Africa at some stage.
But always Africa?
For the foreseeable, yeah. It's a bit of a lifelong love of mine, visiting the continent. I think initially I wanted to see for myself whether it was a place that was kind of unrelentingly pessimistic as the media sometimes portrays. And I think that's not necessarily the fault of the media. It's the fact that the newsworthiness of events that are coming out of Africa are often bad news stories. But through the work that I do, hopefully it's a slightly positive light, even when there are kind of, you know, salutary lessons about what's happening in East Africa. At least it's giving people a story of what's going on there.
John Kenny.